James, you're on the floor. You have the floor.
Thank you, Arch Paul. No, there's so much. There are so much to say. I'll try to just hit some bullet points here. The 52-week schedule replaced a system of periodic fund drives that were lasting 30 up to 35 days and were failing. So the 52-week schedule was a rescue plan for a system that was failing. I agree that the repeated use of the same infomercial sounding pitches is not good at all. But when others aren't coming up with pitches, it becomes difficult for the limited management staff that we have to both run the radio station and to do the pitching and come up with the pitches at the same time. We do have a few programs that generate pitches and generate income. We'd like to work with the archives to do more of that. But there is an idea coming, hopefully, out of the national office soon, where the programmers will be asked to sign a contract that outlines their duties and their responsibilities. And one of those responsibilities will be to raise at least enough revenue to pay for their airtime. Right now, we have many programs that don't raise money for enough to pay their airtime. And one possible solution to that would be immediately to start playing some of the programs that are successful again at a different time of the day. We've had this conversation over the years, but at a time when we're really very broke, this is something could be done immediately to try and generate some immediate income that could be very helpful. Somebody mentioned something about stations being top heavy with staff, and that is true. We have one station left that is, in my opinion, top heavy with staff. And the idea was, why not share those staff? And that is an idea that I think should be promoted through the national office and through the PNB. And it is correct that the mission statement says the station should be as self-sustaining as possible. And that has led to this silo effect where each station is considered to just rely on its own income, and it's either sink or swim, you know, based on what you can do within your own area. With the exception, however, that WBAI has not been paying its central services for a long time. We did last year when we had a large bequest, and we caught up on a lot of that. But the other stations are helping us in effect when we don't pay our central services, and they do, or at least a couple of them have been. And that goes to pay for the national office staff and the executive director, the insurance policies, the other things that are paid for through the national office. So the other stations do help us. I do think we need to break down that silo aspect of what we do. Another thing that somebody mentioned was about having revenue added to the budget and all these ideas that we come up with for how to increase revenue. Unfortunately, last year we came to the National Finance Committee and the rest of, you know, we came to the network with the same optimistic plans for generating income, and it didn't come to fruition. So now we're going back again. It's not going to be helpful to come in with prospective ideas for how to raise money, because really to be counted and listed in a budget as revenue for the coming year, there has to be some kind of proof there that this is a proven source of revenue. It's a very highly likely source of revenue. For example, you can't count bequests very much because you may not get bequests. You can't count grants unless you've already got them and you've had them for a while. So all these revenue ideas are going to be limited in our ability to increase our revenue on the budget. I'll pause there. I've got some others, but I'll let it go for now.
Okay. It is now 20 minutes after 9, and we have only a few minutes left, so it comes down to what do we do now? We have this budget, and people have talked about a lot of things, and we have to decide what to do. We can say, we can have a motion that says we recommend this budget to the LSB. We can have a we can decide to just have it go to the LSB without saying we recommend it, or we can just not do anything at all, at which point I'll bring it to the LSB and they can do whatever the hell they want with it. So I would suggest that what we should do is decide to do it as we've done it in the past couple of years, of just bring it to the local station board at the October meeting, and then let the LSB figure it out. Now, in the past, what the LSB has done in that case is not vote to say, yeah, we want to give this with our full backing to the NFC, but just let it go, and if the LSB doesn't make a motion or anything, I'll bring it to the National Finance Committee, and we'll see what the hell happens there. So this is an idea. I'll make a motion for that, and let's see.
I have a point of information.
Okay, I move to send the budget to the LSB. Now, note that that is not recommending the budget. It's not saying recommend it to the PNB, to the NFC, or anything like that. It just says send the, let's get FY23 to be really specific, send the send the FY23 budget to the LSB. That's it. We're just going to send it to the LSB, period.
Is that a motion,
okay,
Chair?
That is a motion. And
I second that a motion. That's Mario.
Yeah, well, a committee doesn't require a second, Mario. All right, so that's on the floor. Does anybody want to talk about that for a short while? Because we have to... We have one more agenda item after this. Any debate?
Shireen had asked for a point of information.
Okay, Shireen Roberts, yes.
Okay. What is the current status of budgets passing through the NFC? I'm wondering when this might actually be taken up by the NFC.
Let's see. We're not passing them a whole lot. The stations are going to be bringing them up mostly at their October meetings, I think. We've got a couple. We've got also Pacifica Affiliates Network is pending. And so it's not like there's a whole ton of them that have been done already. We're going to be in there with probably everybody else. I think one station said they were not getting theirs probably to the NFC till November. So there's that.
Okay. I'm wondering if this committee shouldn't take a better look at the budget, because I don't think we can offer a deficit budget. I didn't think we should have offered one last year, and I don't think that with everything worse in the network that we should be trying to offer another deficit budget, because if cuts are to be made, we need to grit our teeth and make them here rather than have others who don't know the station operations as well make them. So I do think the committee needs to have another look. Also, I don't know that is the LSB actually going to meet on the 12th, despite the fact that that's the station fundraiser day at SOBs? I mean, aren't LSB members going to be there to support that venture?
As far as I know.
Nancy, with a point of information after Serene's finished.
I would suggest that conflict be resolved in favor of people going out to support
right.
the.
Could we just discuss this motion and not the LSB meeting?
It actually is connected.
And God, this is why we don't get
meeting,
things done.
Well, there's been a whole lot of stuff said here tonight that have nothing
to
do with the meeting.
A whole lot of stuff said here tonight. Tonight was when we were supposed to do what you're proposing we do. So this is what the committee did.
Okay, may I finish, please?
Are you taking
I think you're
us
about
back
finished. We're about to run out of time.
Oh.
Mr. Timekeeper, how much do we have left?
We have about another 10 minutes.
10?
Yes. It was 7:10.
The time for adjourning is 9:30. It is now 9:25.
Well, you said I had an hour and 45 minutes on this item.
I didn't say an hour and 45 minutes. I said 145 minutes.
Okay, so it's still, that's an hour and 25. Right. All right, so we have till 9:35. Oh. We didn't start until 10 after.
Okay, so we'll hit 9:30 and decide what to do then. All right. Somebody else want to debate this motion?
Yes, Mr.
I would
Chair.
I would like to finish my statement. I suggest
Let her finish her statement, and we'll see what happens next.
Doesn't interrupt what I'm saying. I propose that the committee take another look at this budget because we've actually made no changes in the budget, which is it's not an acceptable budget, so we can actually send something useful to the LSB. It's not going to be dealt with at the NFC or the PNB for at least another month and a half. So I think we should do our job.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Are you proposing something?
Yes, that we meet again in 2 weeks and that the
oh, that again. But, all right, so you want to postpone this to another meeting. Is that what you want?
That's where I began.
All right. So, the motion is to send the FY23 budget to the LSB. What's your amendment?
That, in fact, the committee should meet again in 2 weeks, discuss the budget, make some changes, and send that to the LSB, which should not be meeting on the 12th. Again, I will say, perhaps the LSB can agree to move its meeting 2 weeks so that what goes to the NFC, you know, it's a New York responsibility. The LSB is charged with approving the annual budget. And year after year after year, the LSB punts on it. The committee punts, the LSB punts, and people at the National Finance Committee then send something to the PNB that, you know, gets us trash talked and very little else.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
So now we can debate this amendment. And
yeah, my
I'm going to be against that because, you know, meeting in 2 weeks, we have a notorious problem meeting in 2 weeks. We just don't generally tend to do it. And this is what we were supposed to do now. Are we now going to suddenly grow the ability to discipline ourselves in 2 weeks the way we couldn't do it this time? No.
Mr. Chair,
Mario, I hear you. I have the floor. Please be quiet while I have the floor. All right. I think we should not pass this amendment. I think we should go with the main motion. Does anybody else have anything else to say on the amendment to the main motion?
James.
Yes.
Okay, we have a stack here. Okay, I heard Mario, and I heard James Sagerton. Who else?
Michael White.
Nancy. Anybody else? Okay, I have Mario Mastrandrea, James Sagerton, Michael D.D. White, and Nancy
Saibara
Narachomi. I'll get it memorized soon. Okay. All right, Mario, go ahead. Everybody, remember, we're about to run out of time.
Thank you. Quickly, I didn't see the budget, so I agree with Serene. I didn't get a chance to look over it. How was it sent to me? Was it emailed to me?
It's been sent to the mailing list twice.
Okay. I have to go and check and look for it. I might have to give the chair a new email, but I digress. What I agree with Serene. I don't know. I'll just throw that in. And we should really scrutinize the budget and meet again and do it very quickly. Nothing else but voting on the changes to the budget. in the next meeting, the two-week meeting.
Okay, James Sagerton, go ahead.
Yeah, I have said to Berthold privately, and I mentioned it in this meeting earlier on, that I think we should try to resolve some of these cuts that are inevitably coming here at WBAI in this committee. If it goes to the LSB, I'm going to say the same thing there. I think the LSB should send it. If we send this on to the LSB, they should send it back to Berthold to either come up with some more income, which he can't just pull out of the air. It has to be realistic, and also to suggest some cuts. In other words, again, we need to be in control of these cuts as much as possible, not to let people on the NFC do this. And I'll say it again. We went to the NFC, despite what has been said here. We got our budget through this committee. We got it through the LSB. We brought it to the NFC, and they adopted it, and so did the PNB. But so it was not like we did anything poorly the last time around. It's just that the revenue that was projected didn't develop. So, yes, it is an issue of revenue, but I don't think that the NFC is going to go for that again. And, you know, now we've got the executive director putting her thumb on the scale, and I think she's going to be working against a deficit budget from WBAI. So I think right now it's a good idea to bring this back to this committee. Again, if we send it to the LSB, it'll just be sending it back to the general manager from that point, and then around and around we go. I think we should have another whack at it. We should give it back to Berthold, ask him to come up with some new revenue, ask him to come up with some, you know, the cuts that he would prefer if he was to do it rather than have them imposed by somebody else. So I'm in favor of the motion to meet again in 2 weeks, and maybe we can do this here in the committee rather than have to try and hash it out on the LSB with people who are not as familiar with it as we are.
Okay, the chair has a point of order. The point of order is this motion says we meet in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now is October 12th. Not only is that the LSB meeting, but that's also the time when somebody was suggesting the LSB couldn't meet because there's a fundraiser going on. So this amendment here, the amendment needs to change, at least change the 2 weeks into some other time period.
Sure, let's find another day. What about the Monday before that?
Jesus Christ. You want us to meet in that short a period when we can't... We now have 20 members of this committee, and getting the committee to meet within 2 weeks has been impossible
for
years.
Instead of complaining,
now you want us
to
meet in 12 days.
Suggest another date, then. I'm not looking at the KPFTX calendar.
I'm not looking at it either. I'm looking at my own calendar. What do we got in October here? We've got, the 19th appears to be open.
Let's do it.
So you want to change it to, 3 weeks, right?
The third two.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. Okay, so we get a 3 weeks. And the committee will magically be able to focus and discipline. Okay. I hit a button.
White is on the stack, and then Nancy.
Okay, 1 second. I need to hit a button. Okay, the next person is Michael D.D. White. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, I've got to say this is getting very confused. You know, I'd like to support most of the points that James Sagerton made. I do think that I think we have a need to come back and find more revenue and more cuts. And I can concur with him that this is likely to be bounced back. On the other hand, the idea that we're going to actually assemble in a committee in a very short period of time, or, I heard, this kind of like, okay, we should tell the LSB when to meet, which is not determined at the moment. And, so is it meeting on the 12th? Is the LSB meeting on the 19th, which would then be a conflict with what was just proposed? I have no problem with, saying that this should be passed, saying that we recommend that and would endorse the additional revenue finding and cuts by the general manager, as maybe if we wanted to have it officially blessed, as concurred in by the financial officer of the PNB. But I think that one danger is that if we try to say that this is going to be postponed until this committee meets again, we could have a sort of a skeleton crew or a non-existent committee. A skeleton crew is not going to be very representative of what this committee has to offer, and a non-existent committee just can't meet. So I'd like to support James Sagerson's general motion, but I or general concept, but I in supporting this. But no, I don't think we can support this. I think we all know that we have to find more cuts. The general manager has to find more cuts, and we have to find more revenue. And I think we're all behind that, and we can express that in principle. Let it go forward to the LSB on that basis, and let the LSB meet when it's going to meet on the 12th or the 19th or whenever.
Chairman, I get a point of personal privilege, as my name was mentioned.
God, really? Okay, go ahead. Time has been called. So, before any points of personal privilege happen, does anybody want to make a motion to extend the time for this meeting?
Yes, I move that we extend time to finish the stack, at least.
Who's that? Is that Nancy?
Yes, Saibara Naditomi.
I'd like to amend that motion.
Okay, before we do that, how about instead of this, floating in the air, exhaust the stack, how about we make it for a definite amount of numbers of minutes? Because otherwise, it becomes much messier. I would really like
That's
to see us just
to
say minutes. Well, no, I don't want to have, we don't need to get an amendment. Nancy, would you like to name a number of minutes?
Yeah, I mean, let her amend. She's going to extend it. Let her amend to minutes.
10 p.m.
I was finished.
21 minutes.
How much?
21 minutes to 10 p.m.
So you want to amend that to extend it by 21 minutes, to 10 o'clock.
The old time.
Okay, so you want to extend the time for the meeting till 10 o'clock.
10 p.m.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We have to go to a vote on these things. So is there any objection to the... Okay, I hear other people speaking. I have the floor. Please let me go on. The amendment is to make it, instead of the stack, make it go till 10 o'clock tonight. Is there any objection to that? Hearing that, it's passed without objection. So the motion is now to extend the time for this item by till 10, not the item, the meeting, to 10 o'clock. 1 second while I do that. Okay, so the motion is to extend the time for this meeting to 10 o'clock. Is there any objection? Hearing none. We're extended to 10 o'clock. Okay. The next person on this... personal privilege. James Sagerton, what is it?
Thank you, Arpaul. And it'll be very quick. I just wanted to say to Michael that it was not really my intention to have the committee suddenly find a way to focus and become highly educated and aware of all the minutiae involved in this budget, but for us to give the general manager another opportunity to come back with more revenue and some targeted cuts that he would suggest. That's all.
All right. And okay, the next is Nancy Saibara Naritomi.
Saibara Naritomi would like to suggest at KPFT, whenever we needed something, we would ask on the air, and sometimes it would come within an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. We'd get a phone call, and it would appear. Microwave broke. Three people offered to give us one. We also asked for a free place, free rent. We also made that kind of request many times on the air. Guess what? Somebody gave us a house. They willed it to us twice. The one we just sold for $1.2 million, that was a long time ago. And last year, somebody willed their house. It was like, $120,000, $140,000, I don't remember. Way, 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 way out near the Trinity Bay. I would not want to be there at all because it would be flooded with the storm. But the guy willed his house to us. Have you even asked? You know, in the Bible it says, ask and you shall be given. Plant the seed. Somebody out there may have a cheaper place, a cheaper rent, or a building and free office space. You don't need a huge building anymore with remote pre-records. And then you think about asking churches. Maybe they would like to rent a little bit of space of their space, because churches are under challenging times too. Their audience has shrunk. People are afraid. They're doing virtual meetings. But they're also doing other things. The church down my street has a morning in English, and a little bit later on it's in Spanish, and a little bit later on it's in Swahili. So they've got three different services on Sunday. So, but I shouldn't even bother to tell you that. But, I mean, why don't we go ask within 3 weeks, put a cart on the air, tell them we would like to have, you know, adjust our budget. We really would need a cheaper place or free place to put our home. That's turkey.
Okay, I don't think that addresses the issue we're dealing with precisely right now.
Well,
okay?
We got a free place. We got two free buildings.
Okay.
Two free properties. So we didn't have any rent. And also,
okay.
I would do another card for a volunteer bank, because you need more than two people passing out flyers. That's ridiculous. A card asking for volunteers. Somebody in this committee knows how to write a motion. I mean, a card script. I mean, are you, you know, to do that so it doesn't burden the GM to write a script. But ask, my goodness. Ask.
All right. I have a question. Berthold, you're there. You're hearing this. They're talking about the big changes to make the budget much nicer looking to everybody. You've heard all of the stuff that was said here. It's the usual stuff if people want to talk about programming and this and that. not a whole lot of talk about those actual numbers or anything that could be done in the near term for you to increase revenue or decrease expenses by any substantial degree. So it's all up to you, Berthold. Do you think that in 3 weeks you're going to be able to bring this committee a FY23 budget that substantially is different from what you've brought to us already? Berthold?
I don't know. I don't really think so. I mean, if you guys tell me you want X amount of cuts, then I'm going to have to dig and figure it out. But it's going to be very hard. I will do my best.
Saying you will do your best really doesn't answer that question. The question is, can you make substantial enough difference in that bottom line can you make a big substantial difference in that bottom line? And of course, since we've been so fuzzy tonight, we don't really know what that means. I mean, I think like $10,000 or $20,000 difference in the bottom line isn't worth it, because I don't think people will buy that. But what kind of a difference do you think you could make in a bottom line in 3 weeks?
Adriana Casney for the stock.
Okay, I'm asking General Manager a question about exactly what we're talking about here.
I don't know, Paul. I really don't know.
Okay,
I mean, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah, it's beyond pretty hard. Okay, who else wants to, again, we have two, let's see, we have a motion and an amendment. The motion on the floor is to send the FY23 budget to the LSB in its current condition, and the other is to, let's see, to meet in 3 weeks, to have the committee meet in 3 weeks. And to have the committee meet in 3 weeks and to make changes to the budget, and then we'll send it to the and send that to the LSB.
James,
who was that?
James.
Okay, hold on a second. There is just so many people here. Hold on a second. Okay, I guess we're doing a stack. Okay, who wants to be on the stack?
Adriana Casney.
And then James.
Mario.
I have Adriana Kasanov, James Sagerton, Mario Mastrandria. Who else? Okay, I hear nobody else. We have 12 minutes to pumpkin time. So, Adriana Kasanov, go ahead.
Yes, I believe that Mr. Sagerton, he's in the National Finance Committee, and he's playing it very clearly. I understand that will be difficult, but I believe that what he's asking is why this committee that knows better, try to find an alternative, because he's telling us what we all know, that they will go to the National Finance Committee and you will have other people that know nothing about WBAI or legal about WBAI making these changes. He is very clear saying that this budget will not be approved the way that it is. I believe that it's true. It's so difficult. I heard your general manager saying how difficult it is. We all understand that. But the only option is, or this committee does that, or the National Finance Committee will do it. I know that will be difficult. And I know that we need to come up with some solutions, But if this committee doesn't do it, are you sure that you want the National Finance Committee make the decision for this committee? That's why I believe that at least one more option in 3 weeks, like somebody said, 3 weeks, is a better option than give it up altogether, give up your options, and give it to somebody else. Thank you.
Okay, and the next person is James Sagerton.
Thank you, Art Wall. I'll say it again. If we don't do it, somebody else will. And I can give Bertolt some guidance here, because the thing that keeps coming up in terms of what could be cut is the consultants. We're going to have probably over a $300,000 deficit. We spend about $200,000 a year on consultants. Now, I realize some of them are, indispensable, but some of them are not. And I think the sentiment coming out of the national office is that if we're going to be community radio stations, we need to have people who are willing to produce programs for the love of the radio and producing programs and not to be paid for it. And that looks to be like where the pressure is going to come. So that would be a logical place for you to start if you were going to make an attempt to do this. We can't make you do this. I'm just hoping that you'll want to do it rather than have other people do it. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, the next person is Mario Mastrandrea.
Wow, I didn't know we spend $200,000 a year on consultants, probably a little more. But if you do the math, that's close to $20,000 a month. And that kind of chops up or into and reduces that deficit greatly. So there's one big major answer right there. And I said it earlier. I says outside of getting rid of the consultants, I don't think there's much more to cut unless you could add plans to increase the revenue in the budget, unless you're going to shrink more things that's, I think, almost unshrinkable. As far as the way the station is running. I mean, the reason why the consultants are being used is because to relieve some of the workload. I'm just guessing. It's my opinion. But you got to cut something somewhere. And the consultants, in my opinion, is also breaking union rules, because union people were supposed to be hired before consultants to do work in the station. That's just me. So I agree with a couple of people who said someone else is going to do the cuts. I agree we should meet. I thought sooner so we could present it to the next LSB meeting. So that would mean a week or in 10 days. But, 3 weeks, and Bertolt has to get rid of the consultants. Think about that. $200,000 a year, you divide it by 12, it greatly chops into that deficit per month of WBAI. Now you have to increase the revenue of the station, what, try to find $8,000, $10,000? I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is like in everybody's face. It's right there. I think. So that's what needs to be done. That's what I would do, and hope that that's what we do in 3 weeks, and present that to the LSB. And if the other PNB or the Finance National doesn't do it, then they're off base. So that's my little chime in. So 3 weeks, yes.
I'd like to talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Bertold, you had something to reply to that with?
Yes, I do. All right, so...
Go ahead.
Mario obviously was not paying attention or was not at the meeting when I was explaining what the consultants
were. I tuned
in
at 8 o'clock.
I'm not saying that's not where to cut or not where not to cut, but I'm just saying it's not that easy. Part of the consultant is a webmaster who's like $2,500 a month. That's $30,000 a year compared to other stations who are spending $150,000 or more on web management. So if you take that $30,000 out of that $200,000, so you're down to $170,000. I'm just saying. And if we can go down that line, we have another $17,000, let's say $20,000, which is the people who are replacing the board app when they go on vacation. So you have to take that out. Right? That's 350. So that's 150,000. So called.
Let somebody at Pacifica run the website.
Huh?
Mario?
Let somebody at Pacifica run the website.
Mario, Bertold has the floor. Please let him continue.
Sorry.
Do not interrupt.
Sorry.
So, you know. And then the people who are doing the morning shows, that's $2,000 a month, times 12 months, that's $24,000. If you want to get rid of that, you know, maybe. And then the Leonard Lopik Booker, that's another $30,000. You know, so after that, there's no consultants to be cut or not to be cut. But the point of the matter is, you're talking about $30,000 a webmaster. No, and no, you cannot replace a webmaster, period. I'm not even having that discussion. That's not like a stupid comment. I'm just saying, whatever it is, it's hard.
That's out of order.
Period.
Okay, you're done there, Bertold?
Yes, I'm done.
Approaching time.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything else to say? Let me review what we're actually talking about by now. There is a main motion to send the FY23 budget to the LSB, which means we don't have them recommended or anything like that. And then there's an amendment, which is a substitute motion in this case, that the committee meet in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks to make changes and send that to the LSB. Okay. Is there any further debate? We almost have no time left. Hearing
Michael
no more. No. What's this?
Michael White to the stack.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that just because we have a category called consultants doesn't make it magic that you can cut everything in that category that includes many essential items, that are being done more cheaply and more appropriately than if it wasn't done in the category of consultants. So it would be a way of killing the station.
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, I think we have 2 minutes left, at which point I think we need to go right into a vote.
Okay.
Does somebody want to object to going to a vote? Okay, hearing no objection. So the main motion is send it to the LSB, and the amendment is 3 weeks. So we're going to go to vote on the amendment first, and we'll paste that there. Okay, so the motion is that the committee meet in 3 weeks to make changes to the budget and send that to the LSB. Please answer up when you hear your name. Adriana Kasanov?
Is there any objection?
I object. Jack DePalma is not here. Jim Dingman. Go on. Bruce Grief? Bruce Grief?
Here.
Yes, no, or abstain?
Abstain.
William Heerwagon. John Hoffman.
No.
Noel Jameson.
No.
Matt Logan, R. Paul Martin, no. Matt Mazza.
Abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre. Carolyn
no.
McIntyre. Okay. Daryl McPherson. Bertold Reimers. Bertold.
Abstain.
Abstain. Abstain. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton. James Sagerton. Welcome back. Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
I was muted, R. Paul, yes.
Okay. James Sagerton votes yes. Neil Voss. Neil, we don't hear you. Are you muted? Moving on. Michael,
I was muted. This is Neil.
Okay,
I
Neil
abstain.
Voss, how do you vote? You abstain.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Pass.
Pass. M.K. Williams.
Yes.
And Nancy, let me catch, I got to copy this and put it in a slot. Hold on a second. Don't vote yet. I got to put your name into a slot. Okay, Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
DC, yes.
Yes. Okay, now let me go back here. Jim Dingman. Okay, final call, Jim Dingman. We don't hear you. Okay. William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon, final call. Pat Logan isn't here. Daryl McPherson. Daryl McPherson, final call. Michael D.D. White.
Abstain.
Okay. 5-4.
Did you call Adriana Casanova?
Yeah, I called you. You voted yes.
No. Adriana Casanova.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I called you first.
No, I'm Nancy.
You're Nancy. Okay. Why are you asking about somebody else? I called you. I called her.
I didn't hear you call her. I didn't hear. Thank you.
Okay. I called her. So, the final vote is 5-4, 4 against, 5 abstentions. So, the amendment becomes
can
the main motion.
Mr. Chair, can you repeat
yes.
the first? Because I count 6 yes. And
I can't
no.
hear. Say this again.
Can you check the yes vote? Because I count 6.
Yeah, let me look. Okay, you want me to count the yes votes. I don't know why. All right, yes votes are Adriana Casanova, Serene Roberts, James Sagerton, Jeffrey Stern, M.K. Williams, Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
That's 6.
2, 3, 4, 5. That is 6.
No,
oh,
six.
God. Adding people during the meeting screws up my counting device. How did that... Okay, let me see what it's counting here. Counting from B5. Crap. Okay, so it's 6, 4, 5. All right. Same difference. Okay, so it is 6, 4, 5. And let me get back to here. Hold on a second. Okay, so now that becomes the main motion. Is there any objection to that as the main motion?
No.
Okay, hearing none, it's passed, which means we're meeting on October 19th at 7 p.m., and I guess it'll just be a regular meeting, and we'll have an agenda, and we'll figure it out, and everyone will magically be able to come up with good ideas. Okay, Mr. Timekeeper, I believe it's 5 minutes after 10, isn't it?
Yes, and so the meeting's over.
Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the time, we're going to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Don't need to move to adjourn. If nobody makes a motion to extend, we adjourn. Is there a motion to extend?
Chair, did you get my motion about a cart for asking for a cheaper place to rent?
No, I am not looking at email while I'm running the meeting.
It's
okay,
not
hearing.
I said it in a meeting.
Chair,
said it.
It's Mario. The meeting is at 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Since nobody's making a motion to extend, this meeting is adjourned. Good night, everyone. See you in 3 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.